Golden Eagle on Saturday at Rose Hill Gardens, and joining us now was the one-time host of this show and the trainer, co-trainer of the, well, the Golden Slipper winner, Stay Inside, and also Forbidden Love and Love Tap. Two chances in the $7.5 million race on Saturday. Richard Friedman. Morning, Richard. How are you?
Good, thanks. Gerald, how are you, boy?
You're very well, thanks. It's Jared. There's no L.
Rich, give it to him, please, mate. He's been carrying on all morning.
What? Really?
Mate,
who knew he wasn't a Gerald?
No. Don't worry, we call him lots of things in here.
Rightio, Brutus.
Before we start, Rich, he was telling us before we come to you about Rich used to have this great rant on Triple M. Now, what was the rant on Triple M?
Oh, I had 100 of them.
100 of them. What was it called?
They used to have a segment, I remember, where they'd play the violin and...
I have a list of grievances, but that still exists.
Don't we all, Rich? Don't we all?
Yeah, but you don't keep yours on a spreadsheet and there isn't 500 entries.
Yeah, good point.
I just remember one morning tuning in, driving, and Richard goes, frequent flyer points. And for about 8 minutes, I just sat there in hysterics and everything was spot on, by the way.
Overrated.
What a rort they are. Yeah. Frequent fly points. Don't get me started. I got 100 of them. Well, 500 of them, actually.
So good. I'll tell you what you shouldn't have a gripe over, though. Your mare is $26. Why is she $26 in the market? I mean, what gives you the confidence she'll produce off the quick backup out of the invitation last week?
I'll tell you why she's $26. Firm track and outside barrier. There's two things.
Yeah, the barrier god's not kind.
They're not helping those things. She does like a bit of get a toe in the ground. I don't think she goes any better. It's just it slows all the others down. It doesn't slow her down. So a little bit of moisture would help. I don't know what this track's going to be like here. I suspect it's going to be pretty firm because, you know, when they're sort of half anticipating rain, but it doesn't come, it's very, you know, it becomes hard for them to water the track in case all the punters go berserk on race day because the track's too soft. So that's probably why she's at long odds. But having said that, she's going really well. We thought the same going into the invitation last week. And she ran a hell of a race. She ran third. And, you know, if we'd have had a bit of moisture around, which was predicted, never came, I think she'd have made it really interesting with the winner. Mm. But she's going well enough. And, you know, she'll acquit herself well. She always does. She's a really, really strong, good mare.
Rich, are these horses ridden the same, or how would you like to see them ridden?
Our two horses?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Love Tap probably better served going forward. He is really a horse that is possibly better suited over 1,600, 1,800 metres, maybe even 2,000 metres. So, you know, his ability to quicken will be tested, and he'll be best served by going forward, and he's drawn the right barrier to do that. He's drawn barrier three, so... If he jumps, which is a bit of a chink in his armour, but he can be a little bit tardy away at times, but if he jumps on turns, he'll put himself right there.
What about in the Gold Cup, Young Rascal?
Well, if you can work out Young Rascal, you can probably work out Jared. You know, he's an enigma. I know the horse has got loads of ability. We've seen it a couple of times. We saw it last time he ran at Rose Hill here, he ran in the Colin Stephen. He sort of worked home really strongly from the back of the field, ran second. If he hadn't have missed the start that day, he probably would have made it interesting with Entente, who won the race. And then I thought, okay, we'll go straight to the St. Ledger and he'll perform well there. And he went like a busted bicycle. And nothing, the vets went over him at the track, the vets went over him at our place, can't find anything wrong with him. He's just an enigma. But the only track he runs well at in Australia, he's only run well in Australia twice since he's been here, and they've both been at Rose Hill. So that's what we're clinging to.
On the lead, punters have been clinging to On the Lead for a bit because it's just been knocking on the door, hasn't he?
He has. He's one of those horses. He's just off the top sprinters. You know, he's just a length or two under that. And he does have a few, you know, a few little issues which we manage well with him. Look, he'll be competitive again for sure. He would also like a little bit of give in the ground, but that's not going to happen. but he has been racing pretty consistently and well, and I expect him to do the same. I was tempted to run him in the 1,300-metre race. I think we'll run him in the 1,100-metre race because he's drawn a decent gate there. Mm-hmm. He's drawn off the track in the other race, so he probably bypasses that.
Is it Donato? Is she running in race two?
Good question. She's also going to accept for a race in Newcastle, which she'll probably start, you know, $2 in Newcastle, and she's, you know, $9 or something at the moment at Rose Hill. So, you know, I was once again, we've just got a string of these horses at the moment that all like soft tracks. She got a soft track last week at Kembla Grange. She got the heavy track, which by the time she ran was only in the soft range, but nevertheless, nice and soft. And she bolted in. And I thought, oh, well, there's a bit of rain predicted this week, and there was only 9 noms for that race that she's in on at Rose Hill, so I nommed her. And it's just a question I'm toying with. You go up and take... You run at Newcastle for less money but take the, you know, take the $2, be a $2 chance, or do you run here as a $9 chance, and maybe you run third or fourth, and you don't get as much money. I have to talk to the owners.
I know what one of them will say, probably.
And what would that be?
Oh, I think he will take the winning option.
Which owner? The Ben Way owner?
Yeah, that bloke. That bloke.
That hungry bastard, yeah. Ben Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, give it to him.
Hungry
give
for a buck, no doubt about that. You know, you've got two chances in a $7.5 million race. How beautiful is it, Richard, to have these options for trainers at this time of the year?
Michael and I, we've had a dream run, really, since we got back training together. You know, we had to restart a stable. Michael's only just back from Hong Kong. We've had to restock the stable. And, you know, we've had a great run. Just been super. So to have two runners is a real feather in your cap to get two there. Winning it would be nice. But, yeah, even to get there is, you know, the owners are pleased their horses made it.
Can you believe how far the Sydney Spring Racing Carnival has come in a short period of time? Well, not in a short space of time, but just over the last 5 years with the Everest and now the Golden Eagle. There's plenty of options.
Yeah, it's keeping the Sydney horses at home. You know, that is probably having an effect in Melbourne. You know, there's not as many Sydney horses there, but I don't know why the locals down there would be screaming about that. It just gives them more opportunity to win big money down there. So, you know, more owners getting an opportunity for their horses to run in decent races and for their horses to win decent races and decent prize money, I fail to see how that can be a bad thing for the game.
Now, I've run out of time, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Yes, Gerald.
Upheld or dismissed, Richard? The Cox Plate.
Oh, upheld every day of the week for mine.
I knew you'd say that.
No,
thank you, Richard.
I'm not criticising the stewards. They make a decision based on their opinion, based on the balance of probabilities. I mean, I did tweet this week and said, look, there's somewhat of a misconception out there that stewards have to be convinced beyond all doubt or certain that the horse would have won the race. They don't, because if that was the case, no protest would ever be upheld. So they don't have to be convinced beyond all doubt. They just have to say, on the balance of probabilities, we think horse A would have beaten horse B if horse B hadn't caused interference. And that's all they have to come to. Now, if that was the process they went through and they thought on the balance of probabilities and in the majority of the group that was there, they thought that the horse, you know, the winner would have held the race, well, I'm happy enough with that.
We're happy enough with that too, Richard. Thank you so much, mate, and enjoy Saturday. I hope it's a successful one for you.
Pleasure. See you, boys.